Today, we will read Mark chapter 14, verses 27 through 53. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that today you would speak to our hearts. Lord, we want to hear your voice. We want to understand more about who you are and learn about you. Lord, speak to us today. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark chapter 14, verses 27 through 53. You will all fall away, Jesus told them. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee. Peter declared, Even if all fall away, I will not. Truly, I tell you, Jesus answered, Today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times. But Peter insisted emphatically, Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you. And all the others said the same. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, Sit here while I pray. He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death, he said to them. Stay here and watch. Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that, if possible, the hour might pass from him. Abba, Father, he said, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me. Yet, not what I will, but what you will. Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Simon, he said to Peter, are you asleep? Couldn't you keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Once more, he went away and prayed the same thing. When he came back, he again found them sleeping, because their eyes were heavy. They did not know what to say to him. Returning the third time, he said to them, Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough! The hour has come! Look, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer. Just as he was speaking, Judas, one of the 12, appeared. With him was a crowd armed with swords and clubs, sent from the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders. Now, the betrayer had arranged a signal with them. The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard. Going at once to Jesus, Judas said, Rabbi, and kissed him. The men seized Jesus and arrested him. Then one of those standing near drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Am I leading a rebellion, said Jesus, that you have come out with swords and clubs to capture me? Every day I was with you, teaching in the temple courts, and you did not arrest me. But the scriptures must be fulfilled. Then everyone deserted him and fled. A young man, wearing nothing but a linen garment, was following Jesus. When they seized him, he fled naked, leaving his garment behind. They took Jesus to the high priest, and all of the chief priests, the elders, and the teachers of the law came together. All right. In today's reading, we see the last hours of Jesus with his disciples. They just finished the Lord's Supper, the Last Supper, the Passover meal, and they went out to a garden. And as they are going, Peter says, "Oh, I will never leave you." And Jesus says, "Oh, that's not true. Before the end of this night, you will deny me 3 times. Peter swears he won't, but as we'll see soon, he does. We must be careful. Whenever we become proud, whenever we think, "Oh, I am doing well," that is when Satan loves to come and tempt us. That is when he loves to come and pull us away and we fall. So we must be careful. And as Jesus says later, we must watch and pray and be diligent. In verse 38, he says, "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." We must be aware that we are still weak. We must watch for temptation, set up things to keep us away from sin, and be diligent. Be aware that that we could fall into temptation if we are not alert. And so Jesus warns Peter, but Peter doesn't listen. They go to this garden, and Jesus prays, and he asks them to pray with him, but his disciples fall asleep. He is very burdened because he knows that very soon he will go through a very difficult and painful time. They will beat him, they will nail him to a cross, and he will be crucified, and his body will die. And he knows it will not be easy. And so there is a part of him that dreads what is coming, that is afraid. And so he cries out, "Abba, Father, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." He cries out, saying, "Father, if I don't have to die, if I don't have to go through this, take it away. But not my will, but yours." Jesus realizes that he is at the moment that he came for. And there is a part of him that is afraid. He dreads what is coming. He knows the physical pain and emotional anguish that this will cause. But he also knows why he is here. He is here for us. And if there is no other way to accomplish God's purposes, to save mankind, he will go through with it. I think many times we try to avoid all pain at all costs. We try to avoid difficult situations. And yes, Jesus here does pray that it will be taken away. But he does what many times we don't. He submits. He says, "Whatever you want. I don't want this, but I will do it because I want your will. Father, I want to do what is necessary to save people." And so he goes along with it, and he says, "I will do what you want me to do." So he is praying earnestly, asking for strength, asking for God to take it away if possible. But if not, he will submit. He is surrendering himself to God's will. He gets up and he goes and he finds the disciples asleep. 3 times he wakes them up and says, "Pray with me." And 3 times they fall asleep. Is that us? Do we have the discipline and the endurance to pray? This was a time when they didn't understand how necessary prayer was, and they failed. He found them asleep again and again and again. And yet, he was going through this horrible thing, this horrible time, knowing what was coming. They didn't know. And as a result, at the end, when he is arrested, they all ran. They hadn't prepared. They hadn't prayed. They hadn't steadied their hearts like he had. And so they ended up running away, deserting him, like he said they would do, but running and deserting him. I pray that that is not us, that as we come to difficult times, rather than run, we will pray, seek God, and cling to God, and he will get us through. Watch and pray. Even though our spirits are willing, our flesh is weak. And so Jesus was arrested and led away, and all of his disciples ran. They were afraid. And so he was taken to the high priests. All of them came together to hold a trial in the middle of the night, where they would convict him and sentence him to death. He did all of this willingly because he loved us. He wanted to be that Passover lamb that we talked about yesterday. He wanted to be that sacrifice because he knew that was the only way to save our souls. Lord, thank you for giving yourself, even though it was painful and difficult. Thank you for being willing to die in my place. Lord, I pray that today you would help me. Help me to watch and pray and be alert, ready to stand and follow you, ready to resist temptation, ready to go through the fight with you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.